So what's up, man?
Hey, man. Let's start off with some bullshit.
Oh, man.
What's up with you and Charleston White, bro?
Well, first of all, I find Charleston White very humorous.
Okay.
He is a truth teller, but sometimes the truth telling can get you goddamn caught up, man. You know what I mean? So, you know. Which one? Because I posted a couple of Charleston
White. I don't know. I just don't fuck with him like that. I just, you know.
Why not?
Truth teller, not like it's how you do things, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, he is pretty much just for entertainment, though.
I don't find it entertaining. I mean, in the beginning, I did, but then after a while, you just start saying off the wall shit that's disrespectful to certain people and their families and kids and people that have packed. Like, nah, you do too much. So, yeah, no, I can't. I feel like you should.
You fuck with Corey Holcomb?
Scrub.
Corey Holcomb. Shit, man.
Yeah,
he knows how to. I'm just saying. I know he's a comic. He knows how to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, ruffle feathers. Because I fuck with Corey, but I'm just like, he's pretty much on the same line, man.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's, why?
They know how to ruffle feathers,
How is it on the same line?
They both know how to ruffle feathers.
What I'm saying, I just need you to explain to me. Like,
that's it right there. They both know how to ruffle feathers.
Okay.
They both truth tellers. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like.
Like T.K. Kirkland. Well, I'm just going to stick with comics. T.K. Kirkland is a.
Yeah, Charleston White is not a comic. We laugh at him, not with him.
He does comedy now.
He is not a comic. We laugh at him, not with him. It's the difference.
I got you.
Yeah,
that nigga's really taking
the
shit personally.
Y'all
see
that shit at all. Like, I'm like, bro, come on. And I feel like Corey Holcomb is Corey Holcomb. Like, that's who he is.
Right.
Like, T.K. Kirkland. That's who he is.
Right.
I feel like this nigga's doing shit for clout. He realized he could make some money by doing this shit, and he's been on the tour doing this shit. So he just
hence
as bad
all the
as
majority
everybody
of these
talk
social
about.
Media niggas.
It's levels.
It's levels.
And he's at the bottom. Garbage.
All right. God damn.
Hey, what did the lady say to him after on that clip, though?
Which one?
When he was like, I ain't talk about you. What's
He didn't do nothing but laugh. I don't know.
Yeah,
I wanted to see the rest of it, though.
She replayed that shit in his face, and he just looked stupid. Like, oh, yeah, I said it.
Yeah. I mean, shit, what you was going to say? You didn't say it? Because the proof is in the pudding.
Goddamn infant, man.
Huh? I didn't do it. Did they play you that, man? Hey, man, they got your ass cool. That's why I thought the shit was funny. Like, what? You be saying all that shit?
He deserved that shit.
That's why I'm like, shit, I fuck with him, but shit, man. You got to goddamn. That's why I posted that other one, though. When the dude was, like, talking shit about somebody pulled up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before he pulled up. I'm like, shit. And then, like, hey, man, like, bro, if you're going to say something, you got to stand on this shit,
that's
man.
It.
And We in a stage where folks just like to backtrack.
Yeah.
They backtrack. They backpedal.
All that shit to the person showing.
They backpedal. You know what I'm saying? They don't stand on that shit they said. You know what I mean? So it was like, that's pretty much what all those clips was about. Like, all right, I'm going to show you saying some good shit. I'm going to show you fuck up too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, okay, I was with you. But sheesh, I got to get this video footage out real quick. It was something we need to talk about, man.
That's what's up.
Let me find it real quick. I was looking for it a little bit earlier, though.
This is stuff that's supposed to be queued up before we start recording, but you know, consummate professionals.
Hey, man, fuck that shit. You know, it's just us. You know what I'm saying? Not the team. It's us. I had it, man.
We are the team.
Okay.
Man.
I thought you had something else going on, though, man. You said you want to talk about some bullshit.
I mean, that was it. I didn't even have nothing else. You know, it's been a long week for me.
What's going on?
Just life. Life is life into the maximum.
Life is life.
Yep.
That's
it.
Well, in particular, though, I was going to tell you. So, I think last time we talked, we ended with the conversation of people, in particular, ladies, would have sex with a man before, or they would have sex, but they wouldn't even want to cook or make a meal for a man. Like, that's where the buck stopped at. And I really was trying to pull up this video of Light Skin and Keisha talking about it, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But I can't get it. Service is cool, but I can't queue it up. So we'll just end up throwing it in probably at the end to make a rebuttal. But, yeah, I insert here. Boom.
Bet.
So, yeah, man, what you think about that?
I think that a lot of them can't cook.
Okay.
So
be truthful. Be truthful
that
about
shit to cook. Like, these niggas don't know how.
So the thing about it is, in regards to that, it's like, that's cool, but you can also say that's not my strong part. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing about relationships. One person's supposed to be able to carry the other one. You know what I mean? But in getting to know somebody in particular, you can be like, hey, that ain't my strong suit. They don't even want to say that shit.
I think that everything, people put things, stipulations on everything.
I don't think so. I mean, what it really is we all know this is not 40, 50 years ago. And so we all have grown up in a different environment than, they're growing up in a different environment than we grew up in. You know what I mean? So it's kind of easier to say, I don't know how to do that, but yet they'd rather not say that. That's what I really think it is.
I think the sad part is that it's not about you don't want to learn how to do it either. Like, it's not even about cooking to feed a man. Like, learn how to cook to feed yourself.
Yeah, see, that's for me, that's survival skill.
And that's the part that kind of throws a lot of stuff off for me. Like, that's something that I feel like you should know how to do. Like, you don't have to necessarily, oh, yeah, I'm just catering to a nigga. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that...
There's kids out here who ain't combed. They ain't combing their kids' hair because they don't know how to comb
their
hair.
But they get done every
year. Yeah, but they don't know how to personally take care of their own child's hair. Like, and they don't take their time to do it.
You got to learn the basics. You got to learn how to do the bun.
It's crazy because I know men and women with kids, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen men do phenomenal jobs with their children. I've seen women do phenomenal jobs with their women. Yet, I've seen the same thing. I seen niggas who don't know what the fuck they doing, and I seen women who don't know what the fuck they doing.
Yeah.
But they always let that shit, that part of the goddamn thing go. Like, we all know what the fuck. No, you don't. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no goddamn playbook to this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a grown-ass man that got long hair. I don't know how to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, do that shit. I have to get my shit done. Whereas women, this is what they've been doing since they was kids, playing with dogs. You know what I'm saying? It come easy to them, natural. Like, nigga, men don't grow up doing that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But you learn shit.
You do, because I've had locks. So I learned how to take care of my hair. You know what I'm saying?
Because I got a homeboy, my wife's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
She taught him how to braid hair.
Right.
And he taught his wife how to braid hair.
Okay.
Mind you that, like, they got boys, and then they just, you know, recently they had a daughter.
Okay.
So now she out here getting it in. And
she was already prepared.
You know what I'm saying? You learn, you adapt.
Right.
I got all girls. I could throw a ponytail in. I can do that.
Yeah.
Braiding ain't my forte.
I did.
I tried it.
I did.
And I felt bad that
you
day.
You can learn
how
to crochet.
Huh?
You can learn how to crochet.
I mean, I'm not trying to. But, you know, need be, if I had to adjust to my situation,
yeah.
I'm going to figure out a way because,
Nah, I dig. That's what I'm saying. Survival skills,
yeah,
though,
I'm
man.
I'm
going
to have my kids so like, down bad. These folks be fucking up.
So, like, before I got to high school, it was just like essential shit. My mom used to do seamstress. My grandmama as well. Okay. So, I had an uncle who was a seamstress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I learned how to take needle and thread and sew shit. Okay. You know what I mean? So it's like, boom, a button. It's just, you know, just some small shit. A button come off your pants. I know how to sew it back on. You know what I mean?
It's I just know like, how to sew it back on, but that shit ain't going to stay there that long.
Nah, I mean, I literally know how to sew it back on. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I sewed
yeah.
that shit back on, and then, like, a week or two later, yeah. that bitch escaped. That's what happened. That's my story, and I'm still...
I know how to sew that bitch back on, though. But it's just like, it just be some small shit. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? It's a needed something niche you might really need to know. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I don't know how to sew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I find it highly odd for people to have, like, listed demands and relationships and shit.
They can't do it.
Hey, not even they can't do it, but they don't even have the basics. So, like, you asking for stuff, but you don't even have your basic necessities. Like, some motherfuckers don't even know how to keep themselves clean.
Right.
So, it's just like, okay, you want this, but you don't even know how to take a bath.
Mm.
Like, you can't wash your ass, but you got demands.
Mm.
That spray only goes. That's so long, so like I said, it's weird. Like, it's a bar, it's a level of survival that you should have.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, okay, make your demands after. But if you don't have the basics down, shut the fuck up.
Well, I don't think it's a gender thing, man.
No, I didn't even say.
No, I know you didn't.
That goes for men and women.
No, I know you didn't. I'm just saying, for me in particular, I think survival is. Certain things in survival you're supposed to know. You're supposed to know how to fish, hunt. You're supposed to know how to clean up your place wherever you fucked up at. And, yeah, it's just certain things. Like, you need to be able to know how to change the oil. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be major, like, knowing how to do the brakes. It would be good.
That shit is non-existent.
You know what I mean?
Knowing how to change the oil. Like, I know how to change the oil. I don't like doing the shit.
I don't like doing it either. That's why
I gotta do it. Yeah. I want to do it, but it's certain things you learn how to do when you. Oh, I want a car. Okay, this is what comes along with a car. But just from now, like watching, and my daughter's dating, and the niggas that they dating, like, I'm trying to explain. I had to teach one how to change a tire, and I'm like, bro, if you got a car,
that's what I was getting to. Change a tire, change a battery. It's certain things that just like you need to know. You know what I mean? Like, you just need to know. Like, might need to keep a gas can in the car too. Some folk ride on E, bro. I've never been an E rider, bro.
Nah. Never ran out of gas, thank
you. I've ran out of gas. I was in my uncle's yard.
I ran out of gas rolling into the pump.
Ah.
God bless that Cadillac. That's the only time I've ever run out of gas.
Yeah, I was outside. Just said, I was outside my uncle's house talking to him and my cousin, and I think the gas station was probably like half a mile up the street. So they just rolled me up the street to get some gas. But long story short, it was like, that was it. I ain't never had to walk to the pump. You know what I'm saying? Like, I even had a car one time. The gas hand didn't work. I kept that bitch on, Elf. We not running out, shawty.
Hell nah.
You know what I mean? Hell. Like, nah, this is not happening over here.
Let's see, you learn. And all this shit.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. But I'm a car guy, so I'm going to make sure my car is right. Tires is always good. Oil change is always done. You know, I done had beat up cars. They weren't because of me, but you know, it was like shit. Paint job and all this shit. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I know the essentials, though.
Right.
Changing the tire, getting the oil changed, putting gas in it. You know what I'm saying? Checking the lights, changing the lights, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But I think, like I said, I don't think that's a gender role. I think everybody should know how to do that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I grew up in a military household, so everything I know how to do, my sister knows how to do as well. Now, does she want to do it? Unlikely.
You
know
how to do it.
Unlikely. Man, can you do this for me? And I'll be like, nigga, you done do this. Yeah. What? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was like, yeah. That goes back to saying that it was like, the conversation just needs to be had. You know? Like, and just be honest about it. I don't know how to do it.
Tell me. don't know why people be afraid to say that they don't know how to do
most,
something.
The reality is, most men definitely don't know how to cook. You know?
Most of them have a go-to, though.
They do, because it's a survival skill.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And they're taught that it's a survival skill.
Yeah.
And then when you get out on your own, you know, they start off with the small. Boiling hot dogs. Ramen noodles. Then the ramen noodles and hot dogs become a meal. And it moves up gradually.
We try to make spaghetti. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It moves up gradually.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, man, not knowing how to boil some water is just a bad thing.
That's wild. Get them out of here.
You got to go, boo.
That's crazy.
I don't know how to cook, but I know how to order. Like, shout it.
That's what's up. I order you to leave.
Shout it. For real. So, you know, I just really be just, like, dumbfounded when I hear that, man. But, so me, I have a background in culinary. So, man, you can imagine the shit I seen when I was in culinary art school.
Yeah, but give grace. Y'all, the people was there to learn.
No, they really was. But, I mean, you know, before we get to the advanced shit, it's like, let's just say, in the first week or so, man, you know, you just, you know, we all on the same playing field. You don't know, and you're just like, yo, that's wild. The shit you see, just like, ooh, you're not going to make it, folks. You know what I'm saying? These are the advanced students. These the niggas with scholarships you in with. Like, whoa. You trying, though, folks.
It's a hobby.
Yeah, you tried.
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah, you tried. Like, okay, this is not an elective, baby. You know what I'm saying? This school costs.
Yep.
So, yeah. This world's funny, boy.
This world is hilarious.
This world's funny, man.
Why is it so hard for people to ask questions?
That's it. That's it.
I've been trying to figure that out just with the field that I work in or just in general. Like, it's okay to not know, and to want to know is better. Like, you should always want to know.
Yeah. I grew up an inquisitive child. I always wanted to know. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to say you don't know the answer, too. You know what I mean? But
why lead yourself blindly, though? Like, that's the part that I don't... Like, why is your pride that strong to the point where you feel like, I can't ask anybody for everything I got. Like, I understand in certain situations trying to figure things out on your own, but sometimes you should just, it's okay to ask a question instead of just wandering aimlessly.
Do tell. Give us an example of what you're talking about.
With a lot of things I've seen. I mean, I've seen it with kids going into college, like, you graduated, I understand, okay, this is new to you. This is not something, especially if you, like, one of the first people in your family
right.
to make it to that point. And it's an unknown.
See, I just dealt with that with a couple of kids in my life. And I ain't let them ask no question. I told them what I already, you know what I'm saying? I gave them I gave them a grasp of what's going to go down when you get there. As freshman year, from the layout of how it is for most folk, they about to throw these credit cards at your ass. Don't fuck with them. You about to fuck up your credit off the rip.
Right.
You see that free money, you be like, oh, nah, don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But you were there to give the game. Like, not everybody has that support system.
Right.
So it's like, for the ones, I just want to tell, like, just people out there in general who don't have that support system, like, it's okay to go to somebody and ask a question.
Facts.
Or get somebody to point you in the direction of somebody that knows it.
Facts. That's
shit.
Facts.
Like, yeah. I mean, even simple shit like getting off the fucking plane at the airport. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to ask questions.
You know, the fact that you're saying that is like
judgmental that comes with wanting to know. Like, wanting to know, people laugh at that. People might be like, that's a stupid. I don't believe that there's anything that's a stupid question, because if you're willing to be better, I'm all for it.
So, like, my cousin, before I pulled up, called me about some travel advice, you know, and he was just like, he's on the travel a couple places out the country, and he was just, you know, wanting to pick my brain of places to go and whatnot, where to go and all that, and I was like, man, cool, man, I've been traveling 20-some years, you know what I mean? I can give you the ins and outs of where you can go, how to travel, because he was like, man, I need to get me a resort and all that. I was like, I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, Airbnb it up. You know what I mean? I said, that's cool if you're going with your lady, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've said, if you're not, man, you ain't got to do all that. Them resort fees be busting your ass, bro.
Right.
You know, it was like, but he was like, man, I'm just saying, man, I can, you know, order room service and all that. I said, yeah, you sound like real bougie right now, bro.
No, it's not. It's,
but
it's,
I get it. Yeah, no, okay. But I understand exactly where he's coming from.
Because it's new to him. You got to ease your way into the shit.
Yeah. I was like, but I told him what to do. I told him to get the green book if he's trying to fuck with African, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Black, fuck with his people, you know, his culture. And so, you know, we had a good conversation, man. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially if they're well-versed in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, man, I got you.
And you don't know everything.
Like, I don't mind sharing what I know. Man, you know what I mean? I'm going to save you some trouble, too. You know?
Wise man knows he knows nothing at all.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So, I get it, but I don't know, man. I'm always asking young people to ask questions if you don't know, you know? And kids in my family are opening up more, you know what I'm saying? Especially as they get older.
Yeah.
They do realize, like, you know, all of them be thinking they know something. Like, nigga, you don't know shit, bro.
Still wet behind the ears.
Man, you
but like, that's part of growing up. You feel like, oh, I reached a point where I know. I don't need them. I know. Me and my friends done talked about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I know. The kids today are not in the same lane that we are, because kids don't drive now. Majority of us were driving when we were 12, between 12 and 14 years old, and literally had driver's license at 16. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, That thing right there alone puts us at an advantage of just, if we were just to go back in time as kids, where we were in our lives, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of kids worked at 16 years on up. These kids are not working now. They don't have the knowledge of what a dollar actually means. You know what I'm saying? Like, that whole landscape is different than ours. You know what I'm saying? They're still children at the age of almost 20 now, literally. You know, it's some who's like, they had to go out here and get it off the porch because they didn't have any family members. But for the most part, a lot of kids are still kids at the age of 20 when they should be young adults. You know, it's like, whew, this generation is dumb because of that phone, bro.
But they have, that's the part that just kills me. It's like, maybe it's because you just have access to too much.
They definitely got access to too much, but they're not using it to their advantage,
exactly.
Though. They don't use it to their advantage, though. So it's like,
crazy.
At the end of the day, all y'all should have straight A's. You got this watch right here that damn near can mirror this whole thing.
You in class with
you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, boy. Let me be a straight student over here, boy.
What?
If I was in school, boy, let me do it again. With the knowledge I got, boy, I run a circle around y'all niggas, boy. And boy,
shit about a cheat sheet.
Never have.
Shit, put
that shit
down on your
hand. I studied, cuz. Nah, so, you know, boy.
I used to sell my answers.
This is real here, man. So, what else? Man, we got some new music coming out?
Got.
I'm trying to think that we got some new music, man, coming out. Okay, I got something. I know I got something, though, man.
Lil Uzi drop.
Oh, yeah. I bought that pink tape. I bought it because it reminded me of Outkast when I saw it, man. I ain't going to even lie to you.
Nigga said, make this album number one and I give you the album you really want.
I ain't even know he said that.
That's
shit.
That's wild.
I ain't even know he said that shit.
Man, it's gonna be number one. And it's going to be the number one rap album so far this year. And it's a little bit of rap on there. I mean,
it's a good album.
No, it is. It's all right.
It's a good album.
It's all right.
It's a good album.
It's all right.
Damn, folk.
It's all right.
I got a question.
Yep.
Oh, that is.
In the way.
Tuesday night with the music high and you by my side. Who that sound like? All right, man, I need to apologize to Dua Lipa because, man, I could have swore she sounded like Rihanna, man, every time I hear some of her shit drop. Wow. I mean, but here, I'm like, so, you know, I went down like a rabbit hole and I was like, that's who? Nigga, I thought that was Rihanna. I'm like, man.
No, Rihanna ain't making no music.
That's the crazy thing. Well, so, like, that ain't really no new shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, she does throw one offs out there. And so, and the reason why I'm going to this, it was like, when we were younger, there really was, every genre got played on the radio. Rock and roll, rap, and
Every genre had a station.
Just not top 100. And we did have television that played videos.
Right.
So you were able to see all the artists that were out there. Now, there is no, you know, who's playing. You have to go find it yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, my assumption was, I thought that was Rihanna shit when I kept hearing it. So I ain't even thinking nothing up. And so a lot of her shit really do sound like Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. But what I'm getting to is that we don't know who these artists are anymore, man. Because we can't see them. They have video awards, but they don't show videos. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's because YouTube. It's not even that, though. You got millions of people uploading music every day. So it's like, whatever gets sought out through that pile, you're not even going to get a chance to see it.
I'm with you. It's a bunch of folk video, who I listen to who have videos for songs. I'm like, damn, I ain't know you had a video. That's my whole point, though. It's like the whole landscape has changed of how we indulge and how we're able to find out this shit, man. That when they played shit, of course, you know you got tired of seeing the shit. But my point is, you knew who people were. You could see who they were. You could hear them who was being played on different stations. There was a vast, it was a whole bunch of different artists. I'm tripping. But now, it's
the rock and roll shit.
Yeah, it's that rock and roll shit. I mean, like, bro, you don't know who is who.
Right.
And you don't know what is what. Like country has always been a closed-knit niche net. It's always had its lane. They still sell actual physical albums. You know what I'm saying? Even though there's a digital world we're in, they still have video stations, video channels. They still give out video. Like,
still got video channels. What is it?
You know what I'm saying? But they still got video shows and still everything, though.
Right.
But we don't. You don't have an actual show that has a person come on like this. The new such and such show. You know, new such and such video.
They trying to revamp that, but yeah, that time is pretty much. I mean, it's not going to be real. Most of this shit is payola, so it's like, it's kind of hard to see through it anyway. Like,
yeah.
Even when you go on the sneak, like, it's people that are in the forefront, but not in the forefront of country. You got artists like Jelly Roll. You know, he used to rap, but then.
Yeah, I was listening to Jelly Roll last night.
Dope. He's dope.
Yeah.
You got Kane Brown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Blanco Brown. Like, it's people that's out that not everybody's going to know.
But yeah, I seen
to
like,
penetrate country music is a different monster.
That, yeah, I wasn't even really speaking to that. I was just saying that they still have the ecosystem that we knew of and still exists to this day. You know what I'm saying? That's what I pretty much was saying with country music. But like, I listened to Jelly Roll last night. I was listening to Fat Joe mention the fact that he didn't even know who Jelly Roll was. And I was just like, what? That's one of DJ Paul guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I remember when it was all rap.
All rap.
Yeah.
I listened to DJ. I did listen to Jelly Roll yesterday. I listened to Yellow Wolf yesterday. I listened to Riff Raff yesterday.
See, I'm on the fence with Yellow Wolf right now because he be saying crazy shit since his beef with Royce. I was just like, yeah.
Oh yeah, you know, Russians went over to me. You know, that
No, because when I was,
I gotta hear what he said though.
When I was out there moving and like pursuing, like I used to run into him all the time. Like
oh yeah.
Him,
yeah.
Crit, B.O.B., all of that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it's like to see the move was cool. Like I was like, all right, bet. But then you know, it's weird sometimes.
That's kind of personal though, because he was over there at the Shady Records. So you know, whatever they got going on is some real shit.
And he said some real like I support Kid Rock type shit. And you know, Kid Rock.
It was a blow, but you know, Kid Rock from Detroit too. So you know, it's underlines to that. Culture Vulture.
That nigga's a racist. No. Like, yeah, I don't fuck with Kid Rock.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. Somebody just said Kid Rock is a culture vulture, though. He's the Post Malone of his time. He played the rap game for a long time. Next thing you know, when he makes it big, he's rock and roll.
Man, that's funny, but he's doing that shit after he fell off.
Yeah. Did he fall off or did he just, it just slowed up? Because music-wise, Kid Rock has always had some good shit.
I don't know. I just don't like his personal view, so I don't separate the two.
That's honest.
Yeah.
That's honest, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he supported Buddy who choked the dude out on the train. He put a bunch of money in his GoFundMe.
I don't know what you talking about.
So there was a guy in New York, the dude who dressed up like Michael Jackson. Okay. And they said he was having like somewhat of an episode on the train.
Okay.
And he grabbed him and choked him out.
Mm.
And mind you, two other people like held him there, but he pretty much choked him till he died.
Okay.
On the train.
This was recently. Like yeah. Last year.
No, it was this year.
It was this year.
Yeah, it happened in New York. So it's like the guy who choked him out, he was, I guess he was like ex-military, but his dad is like, was a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he choked him out. He really had just cause to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they brought him in for questioning, let him out the same day. The people protested. They arrested him. They charged him with manslaughter. But most likely he going to end up walking because of who his dad is and shit. But when they locked them up, because it's like you just can't kill somebody because they spazzing out. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
So they was like, you need to press charges on them. And they said they're going to press charges. And he was like, oh, man. They started a GoFundMe for his fees. And Kid Rock, first person, throw some bread in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I got a question. Since we're going into some headlines. If a person gives you a warning that they will do something, should you take heed?
What you mean?
Depends
on the situation.
You say one more thing, I'm gonna punch you.
I mean, for me personally,
it's a warning.
For me personally, I take certain things seriously because I don't know where you at mentally.
So. Now, obviously, the man was wrong for hitting a woman.
Right.
But he did warn her. And after that, the repercussion came when the young man shot him.
I mean, in that situation, you shouldn't hit a woman. Because she was talking.
I mean, he did give him a warning. I'm not
saying. It don't matter, though. You don't hit
nobody. I'm not saying. We know he
chicken.
I don't know what it was about.
I mean, he went for a burger and left with wings. Yes. This shit's funny.
That's a dad joke.
That shit's hilarious. But, nah, I mean, for that in that situation, warning or no warning, like, nigga, that's not how you move.
Mm-hmm.
And as a black man, and that you gotta do better. Like, that's not how you handle that situation.
So we know he was crazy though.
Huh?
We know he was crazy.
Yeah, he was stupid. And you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
If I'm a young boy.
So that man had it told you, take the woman out of it. You say one more thing, nigga, I'm going to hit your ass.
Make that shit count.
See, that's what I told my buddy.
Because I'm about that life.
See, that's what I told my buddy. I said, that would have just been a fight, my boy. I said, I said, it would have been a fight because after he said that, the whole goddamn energy would have changed.
Yeah.
I say, the thing about it is,
he
first of all,
he wouldn't even say that shit.
That's a possibility. I said, first of all, I think women need to take heed to stop arguing with men. That's one thing. But if you say that to a man, more than likely, especially if he about that, the energy is going to shift. There's going to be a fight. Because the thing about it is, once you say that, the fight is being initiated regardless. A nigga's finna stand on, you're going to have to stand on that shit.
Why were you so comfortable doing that shit? Why were you so comfortable telling a woman you was finna punch her in the face?
That's a fact. That's how you know he was crazy, though, bro. You know what I mean? That's just in the next shit.
I don't even know if that's crazy. I feel like that's an excuse.
Crazy in his excuse?
It's saying that he crazy.
Nah, that nigga, you see how he beat that woman up?
No, that means the nigga don't have no respect for shit.
That's a fact. That nigga
I'm
crazy.
Not using his crazy. That shit, that means that you just, look, I don't give a fuck the nigga had kids or not. You scum. Especially if you had a daughter, because I don't know which kids he had. If you got do shit like that,
mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, like nigga, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. True.
Nah, you cool, you heard that.
True.
And at first I was like, you know what? Maybe the little boy should get in trouble. But then I thought about it. That nigga ran out there. He ain't coming back. Shoot that nigga. Get him out of here.
Well, he wasn't no little boy. He was 14.
Huh?
He was 14.
That little nigga was frail.
Yeah, he 14.
He whooped his ass.
That pussy, I said the same thing. I said, hey, man, we speaking the same language over here, boy. I said the same thing.
What would you do for your mom?
Oh, I already said it was in a nutshell, but that wouldn't even been no thought, because she wouldn't have had to ask me to go to the park.
Hey, this nigga in here tripping. Oh, don't worry, we on the way.
That ain't even a question, bro. It's like, oh, yeah. Nah.
I don't understand. I just be like, damn, that shit crazy.
So, the repercussions of this from this little boy, man, he's not going to be able to forget it.
Nope.
So, is this a bad scar on him, as he gonna have to fight or he gonna be tried for the rest of his life from other people?
You think that? I don't think he'd be. I mean,
or they gonna have to move and.
14. You didn't know. Like,
yeah. But see, the thing about it is, you speaking that from an adult looking down. The kids his age.
But they might look at that nigga like he about that life.
Possibly, you know, but that's the whole thing, though.
They love a nigga that shoot niggas.
But a nigga know you done killed, nigga gonna be like, all right, I'm ready for that, nigga, just in case. But he did something he did something to help his mom out. He did it intentionally on going to rob somebody or something like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, these things, it's just protecting.
Yeah, he was in protective mode.
That's it. I don't know how they would look at that shit. Because, I would look at it as he did what in this situation, he did what he thought he had to do.
Yeah, he going to need therapy, though.
No, for sure. Like, I think the next moments in the next years or so are very important mentally for his health, like, as far as in, like, talking to somebody and having an understanding of what happened and going through that. And I hope that he gets that help.
State need to pay for that too.
Yeah, so he can deal with that shit internally, and it doesn't eat away at him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause yeah, that shit.
And that was my whole thing. Cause if not, it's gonna addiction gonna arise. Because that's what me and my partner was talking about. But like, man, people that are unaware that men, women who go overseas and fight for the U.S. come back with shell shock, and they use things to cope with what they've done, because shit, that's not the person they were when they left, and they did it in the name of U.S.
And you come back,
and they severely damaged in the head from what the shit that they've done, because it's been so traumatizing.
Yeah, and then they don't provide the help that they're supposed to.
Yeah,
they don't take care of the people who's supposed to take care of this country, and that's a failure on the government. Y'all niggas ain't shit.
It's a fact,
man. I know a lot of people who suffer through that shit. So it's like, I take it personal. It's wild. Like, it's crazy.
Ethics.
Lack of.
definitely the like of, man. Shit. So yeah, that was the conversation this week, man.
Hey man, don't play no white shit.
Well, that's very disrespectful, sir.
It was.
You know what I mean? Like, golly, the nerve of you, my guy. I really had something I wanted to play though. And it feels, he said white shit. Why does it have to have a color involved, man? Because
life is just colors.
All right, man. Go ahead and say your salutations before we get up out of here, man.
Inspirational shit for today. Just ask fucking questions. If you don't know, ask questions. There you go.
That's it?
That's it.
That's up.
You're taking a long time. You got a lot of judgment for somebody who wasn't prepared this episode.
Pew, pew. Shots fired.
Yeah.
Well, I was prepared, sir. I just had to make sure it hit when it hit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let me see your titties. Let me see your titties. She said,